Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
A case out of Whiteman Air Force Base and a man arrested who very well may be a ne'er-do-well. I don't know what he was doing there. I did not realize you can't just pull out your cell phone and take a photo if you see like a B-2 bomber landing.
Highly frowned upon if you're outside of a base. Yes.
So there is a man in a lot of trouble. Is it fenced, Scott, I assume?
Yes. Every base is fenced.
Okay.
And you're specifically going to get in a lot of trouble if you are a foreign national taking pictures of a military base.
But they wouldn't have known that at the time when they stopped him, right? They wouldn't have known he was a foreign national at the time. Here's the story. Because I didn't know this. Not that I would ever be somewhere taking photos of a military base, but holy hell, I won't now. A Chinese man has been charged in federal court with taking photographs outside of Whiteman Air Force Base.
That's a big no-no.
35-year-old Quinn Wu is charged with one count of taking photographs of a vital military installation and military equipment without authorization. He was taking photos, I think, on his cell phone from outside the base.
Mm-hmm.
Someone called and said there's a minivan with Massachusetts license plates outside of the fence. Base policemen were dispatched there.
MPs.
They found this guy who said, I'm there to look at the B-2 Spirit aircraft. Okay? The next day, he came back and was out at the perimeter taking photos again. He admitted it. He said, look, here's my phone. I'm taking photos of this aircraft. There were 18 images on his phone.
There were images online.
That's what I'm going to ask you. Frowned upon, I understand, because they're probably going to go, why are you taking pictures? I don't know. My kid likes planes. I don't know why I'm taking pictures. You can find that stuff online, so why do they care if you're taking pictures of what you can find online?
Because what is he really taking a picture of?
I don't know.
Is he really taking a picture of B-2 bombers, or is he taking a picture of the front gate?
Okay, which you would also be able to find online.
They say he had pictures of the fencing, the gate, and other military equipment.
Which you could observe from the naked eye, Dan, driving by it, right? I'm just asking.
The military, Dan, you know this as well as anybody, being the only member of the show that's been in the service. The military frowns upon you taking pictures of their front gates for reasons that are obvious.
Yeah, okay. I'm not saying not. I'm just saying I did not realize. Let's say you're going sightseeing with the girl, Scott, and you're like, look, let's swing by Whiteman. If one of them pulls out a phone and takes a photo,
I would say no.
You could be arrested for. I just didn't know.
For example, I can still see the front gate of Fort Leavenworth in my mind's eye. I've never taken a picture of Fort Leavenworth's front gate because I know it's illegal.
Now, of course, there's more context to this.
He is a Chinese national.
Who entered the country illegally in 2023 and was released on his own recognizance because there wasn't any room. And he admitted, according to the U.S. attorney, he admitted to taking photos and video of other Air Force bases.
Mm-hmm. Not okay. I'm saying that's not okay, Dan.
Well, and the text line is also focusing on the idea that you can just go and look at these things with the naked eye. Looking at them is totally different than documenting and potentially, I think this is what
they're afraid of, sending it back
to the Chinese government.
What I'm saying is everyone has a cell phone. You don't think the Chinese government has satellite imaging of what some of our bases look like?
Then why does he need to be there?
I will say this. The fact that he returned the next day to photograph this plane again or whatever.
It's a problem.
Even he's either extremely stupid or really wasn't trying to do anything wrong. Why would you go back after officers first flagged you on Monday? Why would you go back on Tuesday?
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks. I think most normal, logical thinking people know that.
I would have no idea. None. And I've been on military bases. For media day, they would call us out. For deployments, they would call us out. If you had said to me, you can't take a wide shot on your cell phone looking into the... I would have had no idea. Now, is this a very, very, very bad man and or a very, very, very stupid man?
Stupid,
I would say
for sure.
Yes. You know, it almost makes him seem less guilty to me that he came back the next day to photograph more after police had stopped him and said, hey, get out of here. If you were truly a spy, you suck at being a spy. See,
here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Sir.
See, I would argue the exact opposite. The fact that he showed up again the following day after being told, hey, you can't do this, tells me that he's not only stupid, but borderline criminal.
He's trying to fulfill the assignment. We don't know
Correct.
But
I think from the text line, got a screw loose, honestly.
One major issue might be documenting tail numbers.
Oh, like to see who's going in and out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm not saying any of those things are good. Do not misunderstand what I'm saying. I'm just saying in this day of technology, I don't know that you need a crazy person standing outside with a cell phone, you know, to have something bad happen. I just think, we have satellites and spies and all kinds of like things up in the...
Well, like for example, when I lived in Heidelberg, which was in the mid-80s, which was the U.S. Army's headquarters for all of Europe.
Yeah.
For all of Europe. So Heidelberg was the headquarters, right? So if you were in Stuttgart or Frankfurt or, you know, Wiesbaden, wherever, it didn't matter. The headquarters, the big guy was in Heidelberg. He was a four-star general. My guess is that that four-star general, and I don't even know where he lived. There were seven different bases in Heidelberg. It was almost like Little America in a German town. My guess is that that four-star general rarely left the base for reasons that are obvious. He probably didn't go eat on the economy. He probably had food served to him in his residence. Because he was a target. And so everybody going into Whiteman is potentially a target. They're pilots or commanders, admirals.
This is the official statement. Federal prosecutors say the suspect took images of sensitive military infrastructure at Whiteman, home to the B-2. Well...
the most sensitive military equipment we have.
Then why can you see it from the naked eye if it's that sensitive? Do you know what I'm saying? And I'm just trying to play devil's advocate here because I did not know this.
But again, seeing it and taking pictures are two totally different things.
Let's go to Joshua on line one. Hello, Joshua.
Hello. How are you guys doing today?
We're doing well.
Good, good. Number one, Dana, I adore you. Thank you for doing what you do. You bring so much joy, so thank you. So I was telling the gentleman earlier that, so we actually live southwest of the base. So we're actually in the direct flight path. Whenever they take off and bank, they go right over our home.
Yeah.
We see them all the time. I was curious though, when you're saying like, oh, he might be taking pictures of the gate. So the gate is right off of 23 highway. It's there's really nothing over there by it. There's really no way to see the flight line or anything. On the south side though, D Highway goes directly like on it almost. And the B2 will take off directly over that highway. You'll see people pulled over on the side of the road at any given time whenever they're seeing the B2 come and go because they're stopping to take photos. So it does happen. I'm wondering if there was something more, because all the time, I mean, I've even stopped and taken photos before because it is cool. And, like, you know, my kids will call it out, the plane. I'm like, okay, calm down, tattoo. But it's just...
I love the reference.
So, I mean, it's around all the time. I mean, if you're down here, you see it every day. You know, we've actually been, like you were talking about the media days. So I was a chairman for the Chamber of Commerce down here, and they, you know, you get invited on base to actually do the whole tour, and they take you directly to the B2. We got up in the cockpit. It's incredible. Now, we obviously weren't taking photos with our cell phones, but they take a photo for you right there in front of it.
Okay, I'm going to read this one sentence, and I don't know that we're going to carry this over. It is worth noting that in the United States, photographing military installations from public land is generally lawful and protected, and by itself does not constitute a crime. To his point, plane spotting and photography is a long-established and largely accepted practice. In this case, this guy raised red flags because they asked him to leave and he came back.
All right. News with Dan Weinbaum coming your way in exactly 2 minutes here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.